counting. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Votes still being tallied in Arizona, where there are tight races for Senate and governor.
Election workers in Maricopa County, Arizona, home to Phoenix, are tabulating about 80,000 ballots per day. Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chair Bill Gates says the hand count audit, which is mandated by law, starts on Saturday. He says it's done by boards made up of Democrats and Republicans, and it allows them to make sure the machines are operating correctly.
These people are committed to moving this process through, but while they're doing it, they might be making a new friend, meeting someone from across the aisle, which I think we need a little bit more of in this country right now.
He estimates that most of the votes will be counted for Maricopa County by Monday or Tuesday. The next ballot drop is expected to include ballots dropped off on Election Day. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
After multiple Senate Republicans call for the delay in leadership elections, Fox News Digital has confirmed they will not be postponed. Among those who had called for them to be delayed, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Wyoming's Cynthia Lummis, Florida's Marco Rubio, and Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. This comes as former President Trump calls for Republican leader Mitch McConnell be removed, though it is expected that he will have no issue retaining his leadership role. A ceremony held today at Arlington National Cemetery, marking Veterans Day.
So many veterans work to build bridges, to heal the nation's wounds, and to ensure that their successors would be treated with dignity and respect.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who thanked veterans, saying America is safer and stronger because of them, and it demands our lasting gratitude. President Biden now heading to Cambodia for a meeting with Asian leaders. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says when the president meets with China's leader Xi Jinping, he will raise the issue of North Korea. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A racist symbol was found at a building honoring the nation's first black president.
A $100,000 reward is being offered for help finding those responsible for allegedly putting a noose at the construction site of the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago. The firm building the center has suspended operations. Lakeside Alliance, a partnership of black-owned construction firms, says it reported the incident to police, adding it has zero tolerance for any form of bias or hate, while President Obama's foundation calls it a, quote, shameless act of cowardice and hate. The Chicago Police Department says it's investigating.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. A study from Washington University's School of Medicine finds people who have been infected with COVID numerous times are twice as likely to die and three times more likely to be hospitalized than those who only had it once. The bottom line, say researchers, take precautions and be aware. A suspected jewelry thief is foiled in part by some quick-thinking store employees.
A Tennessee man is accused of trying to sell a stolen heirloom, a $95,000 ring, to jewelers in Georgia, where Brandon McNeese reportedly approached staffers at Celestial Jewelers in Acworth about the nearly 9.5-carat diamond ring. But employees saw inconsistencies on the certificate of authenticity and did some of their own digging. They were able to find the phone number of the real owner and distract the suspect till police arrived at the store. A post on the store's Facebook page saying there's a 90-year-old lady that's super happy she's getting her ring back. Police say the motorcycle the suspect rode was also stolen. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Twitter's relaunched premium service is now unavailable after it was flooded by a wave of fake accounts that were approved. Eli Lilly, Nintendo, Lockheed Martin, and Musk's own Tesla and SpaceX were impersonated, as well as the accounts of various professional sports figures. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.